From one Steve to another, we're going to speak to Stephen Bywater next, who I believe maybe we're just interrupting you, Stephen. You've been watching a bit of You've Been Framed, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm just relaxing on the sofa, just watching You've Been Framed. No, you're not interrupting me, though. It's just finished.
Good. Well, that's good timing then, isn't it, Stephen, that we've got you live on Football Heaven on BBC Radio Sheffield. Hey, it's great to have you back on the patch. Do you know this is your 13th club, Stephen?
Didn't know that, but that must include loan clubs, eh?
Yeah, so, loan clubs, yeah, as well.
Yeah, and they've all been good clubs, so I've been very lucky.
Do you still get the buzz when you join a new team, Stephen, when you meet a new set of lads in the dressing room?
Most definitely. You know, I get excited to go into any dressing room, really, and train every day. And, yeah, I know a lot of the lads from being around quite a few years, so but it's always exciting to get a new club and a new challenge.
Out of the 13 clubs you've been with, I'm going to put you on the spot here, which has been the best?
The best? I had really good times at Sheffield Wednesday. I had probably Sheffield Wednesday, West Ham and Derby, because I was the most successful with them. I had success and always you enjoy the things when you're doing well. So those three clubs are the top ones, really.
As you're probably aware, Stephen, you were very popular at Sheffield Wednesday with the fans. Why didn't you stay at Hillsborough?
I didn't stay because Steve Lomas is a friend of mine and he just said would like to come back down south. And I thought it'd be a good opportunity for my family to go down south and see what it's like down there. I had nothing against Sheffield Wednesday. I love Sheffield Wednesday. And I still keep in contact with the manager there and with the goalkeeper coach there. It's just that I thought a bit of a change for the family, if I'm honest.
I don't know if you realise that you had quite a lasting impression, Stephen, on the region, because you did an interview once, a very famous interview with BBC Radio Sheffield, where you kept referring to Wednesday as being a massive club. And the fans sort of took that on as their catchphrase, and it's still used to this day that Wednesday fans will still use the word massive. Does it give you that sense of pride that you have that lasting impact on a fan base?
I don't know, but the facts are it is a massive club and it's one of the biggest clubs on the planet, in my opinion. You know, the fan base says it all, and I'm just so pleased that they're doing so well. And yeah, it is a massive club and I enjoyed my time there. And I love the club and I'm glad it's doing well.
Let's talk a bit about Doncaster Rovers as well, your new club. Do you like this challenge that's coming up next? Rovers have kind of improved their form recently and things looking a bit upwards now. I mean, they are sort of focusing on that top half, aren't they, at Rovers?
Yeah, you know, I've been in there a couple of days now. I've been training with the lads and yeah, it's exciting times, you know. We're not far off the playoffs and, you know, I set myself goals and I really believe that we can do well and, you know, I want promotion. I want to do well for the manager and the whole club deserves to be back in the championship.
Do you know the manager, Paul Dickov, quite well?
I knew him from the playing days at Derby when he was there and I got on really well with him and he was a really good player. I got on well with him and I've kept in touch with him and wished him all the best because he's done really well as a manager and he's not changed as a person and he's real and he's honest and that's what I like in people, honesty and you trust them, don't you?
You're going to come into your first game potentially tomorrow against a Barnsley team which is just down the road, a South Yorkshire derby. Is this a type of game that Stephen Bywater likes? You know, a real local derby with so much at stake. You know, the fans are going to be talking about this one, Stephen. Is this a good one to have first up?
100%. You know, we've got a good squad and we're all ready for it. And it's always exciting to play in any game, whether it be a derby or not. And I played against Barnsley for Gillingham earlier on in the season, so I owe them one, to be honest. I owe them one, I hope we beat them.
We've missed having you on the patch, Stephen, I've got to be honest. And we like the fact that you used to come on and used to be very honest about everything, and whether it was football or other things. In the past, you've been very interested in your art. We found out all about that last time. And martial arts as well, you've talked about your interest in that. What are your latest hobbies, Stephen? Give us an insight into your life at the moment.
Do you know what, to be honest, just looking after my kids. I get home and I've just put Astro down, so I'll go out and play with my kids and I'm trying to teach them how to play football, both my girl and my boy. So that's my main passion, just looking after them and making sure they have a good time with me and just going to work every day and enjoying myself and keeping fit. But
that is a very mature answer, Stephen.
Do you know what? Your life changes when you have kids, don't you? So you go home and you just want to make their life as good as possible and as fun. So I go home, have a little wrestle with them and play a bit of football and do a bit of games and that soaks my energy and then I'm knackered by the end of the night.
Do you still sort of, I mean, we talked about the buzz you get from getting in a dressing room. Do you still get the buzz getting out there as well? Do you still see that you've got, you know, years left in the game?
100% wouldn't play football if I didn't like it and I didn't love it. I love playing football and the buzz that you get. Anyone gets it. Everyone gets it who plays football, because otherwise you wouldn't do it. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to stay. I'm a fit person, and you know, pride myself on my fitness, and I'm going to play as long as I can. But I honestly wouldn't do it if I didn't get the buzz, and I really get the buzz. And when you said about Barnsley match, I was getting wound up, because I want to play in that game tomorrow and I want to win. And it's just about winning and taking part and challenging yourself. And I just want to win tomorrow for the team, for the club, for Paul Dickhoff, you know. I'm a very passionate person, and I want to get that across to the supporters tomorrow.
Stephen, it's a pleasure having you back in South Yorkshire. All the best with your time at Doncaster Rovers, and I'm sure we're going to speak to you many times between now and the end of the season.
Hopefully, and it's every time we win as well.
Yeah, we'll get you on after the victory, Stephen. Make life easy for you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Stephen Bywater there, who is Doncaster Rovers' Stephen Bywater now. He's signed a contract until the end of the season.